Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking how to help their 4- and 5-year-olds learn to solve disagreements peacefully. And I want you to know something right from the start. If you're dealing with conflicts between your little one and their siblings or friends, you are not alone. In fact, this is one of the most common challenges parents face during these years, and there's so much we can do to help. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about why disagreements happen so often at this age, and more importantly, how we can guide our children toward peaceful conflict resolution and those beautiful win-win solutions. First, I want to validate something you might be feeling. When your 4- or 5-year-old is in their third disagreement of the morning over who gets the blue cup or whose turn it is with the toy, it can feel exhausting. You might wonder if they'll ever learn to share or compromise. And I want you to hear this. Your child is not being difficult. They are not broken. They are actually right on track developmentally. And what's happening is their brain is building some of the most important skills they'll ever learn. Here's what the magic book taught me and what research shows us. Children ages 4 and 5 are in a critical developmental window for learning conflict resolution and negotiation skills. Their brains are literally wiring the pathways for empathy, perspective taking, and problem solving. Every single disagreement, as tiring as it feels, is actually a brain building moment. When young children develop these competencies early, studies show they demonstrate better emotional regulation, stronger peer relationships, and improved outcomes throughout their lives. Now, let me share something wonderful that experts have discovered. The most effective way children learn conflict resolution is not through lectures or timeouts. It's through 3 things. Modeling, which means they watch how we handle disagreements. Coaching in real time, which means we guide them through conflicts as they happen. And practice with peers, which means they need opportunities to work through disagreements with our support nearby. Dr. Stephanie Lee from the Child Mind Institute notes that helping children get to the root of conflicts makes it easier for them to resolve what's actually wrong and gives them tools to handle future disagreements. And here's the beautiful part. When we coach children on the spot during conflicts, asking questions like, "What could you do to make your friend feel better?" rather than immediately intervening, we build their capacity to independently navigate disagreements. The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes something so important. When we establish trusting relationships with our children, we create environments where they're more willing to ask questions, solve problems, and try new approaches to conflict. That trust is the foundation everything else builds on. So what does this look like in practice? Let me walk you through some strategies that really work. First, validate both children's feelings. When your little one is upset because their friend took their toy, get down to their level and say something like, "I can see you're feeling angry because you weren't done playing with that toy." And then turn to the other child and say, "And I can see you really wanted a turn." Both of your feelings make sense. This teaches children that feelings are valid, even when we can't always get what we want. Second, provide language for problem solving. At 4 and 5, children are still developing the vocabulary for negotiation. You can say, "Let's think of some solutions together. Maybe you could take turns. Or maybe you could find a different toy that's just as fun. Or maybe you could play with it together. What sounds good to you?" This teaches them that every problem has multiple solutions, and they have the power to choose. Third, guide them through the steps. Research shows that social skills training and feelings identification occur in 100% of evidence-based social-emotional learning programs. So we can teach our children a simple framework. First, tell your friend how you feel using words. Second, listen to how they feel. Third, think of solutions together. Fourth, try one and see if it works. These steps become automatic with practice. Fourth, celebrate peaceful resolutions. When your children work through a disagreement, even with your help, acknowledge it. You two figured that out together. You used your words and found a solution that works for both of you. That's what we call a win-win solution, and it's wonderful. This positive reinforcement helps the learning stick. Now, here's where stories become such beautiful helpers in this process. The magic book and I have discovered that children learn conflict resolution skills not just through direct teaching, but through seeing characters navigate disagreements in stories. Stories provide a safe space to explore emotions, practice empathy, and see what peaceful resolution looks like. Let me tell you about three stories from the Book of Inara that are perfect for teaching conflict resolution to 4- and 5-year-olds. The first is called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. In this story, Ethan and Sophia visit a magical advocacy center with Grandpa Ravi, where worried feelings bloom into solution flowers. When Sophia whispers her worry about her sick plant to the listening wall, tiny green shoots begin to sprout, carrying the scent of hope and possibility. This story teaches children that every problem has multiple solutions, just like the many flowers that bloom from a single worry. After reading this story, you can ask your child, what are different ways we could solve this problem? Help them see that just like the solution flowers in the story, there are many creative answers to every disagreement. The second story is The Playground That Listens to Hearts. Leo accidentally ruins Mia's nature collection, and the playground equipment stops working properly until they discover that forgiveness makes everything, and everyone, feel lighter and happier again. When Mia says, "I forgive you," the merry-go-round suddenly spins with musical laughter, and both children feel their hearts lift. This story shows children that when friends make mistakes, saying sorry and forgiving helps everyone feel better. You can practice the words together. I'm sorry and I forgive you. These simple phrases are so powerful. The third story is The Listening Garden's Gentle Whispers. Ethan and Sophia discover a magical garden where plants teach them that listening with their hearts helps both flowers and friends feel truly understood and cared for. When Sophia sits quietly beside a wilting flower and really listens to what it needs, the flower begins to bloom again. This story teaches that listening is a gift you give with your heart, and it's the first step to resolving any conflict. Before trying to solve your child's conflicts, practice listening like in the story. Ask, "Can you tell me what happened?" and listen without interrupting, showing that being heard is the first step to resolution. Here's something else the magic book taught me. The most effective approaches to teaching conflict resolution combine explicit skill instruction with warm, trusting relationships. When children feel emotionally safe and supported, they're more willing to try new strategies for resolving disagreements and develop confidence in their ability to find win-win solutions. So as you guide your 4- or 5-year-old through disagreements this week, remember this. You're not just stopping a fight. You're building neural pathways for empathy, negotiation, and problem solving that will serve them for their entire lives. Every time you coach them through a conflict, you're teaching them that disagreements are normal, that feelings matter, and that peaceful solutions are always possible. You're doing such important work, and the Magic Book and I are here to support you every step of the way. These stories are waiting for you in the Book of Inara, ready to be gentle helpers in your parenting journey. Sweet dreams and peaceful resolutions, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.